my goodness. Well, if it ain't but 9 o'clock at night and I'm going out for a beer.
I mean, is that what we do? That's what we do, right? As dads, you know, kids go down first and then we're able to go out. I mean, I think that's the way it works. Mom took one of the girls out earlier and then went out to eat and took grandma with them. And then I was like, you know, I could eat. But I'd much rather have some hops. So a beer it is. Yeah. So, hey, hope you guys have been doing okay, right? I mean, it's been a while. Life is busy. Like, really busy. Not a little busy, big busy. So, yeah, back to the audience. So, yeah, so we have, you know, baseball going on, of course, right? And we have the league started and running, and things are going pretty good. Gone through a bunch of changes, but, you know, I guess that's just kind of the way it's going to have to be to work through establishing something, right? Like, you know, you get those hiccups and bumps in the road, and you learn from them, you move on, you pick them, you know, pieces, and you put them together the way they need to be fit, and not the way you thought they were supposed to fit. So that's what we're doing now. And thankfully for the league, we have the former president who is all kinds of angry with us because we're not doing it the way I guess he expected us to do it. So he's basically been acting like a baby, crying about it on every social media thing he can find. And yeah, some people just need more of a life. But past that, you know, we still got school going on. So kids' school, my school. And last month, you know, we had a bout of COVID hit through the house, so we couldn't go to school. And, you know, we may have gotten a little bit behind in things, but, you know, kids are still passing for the most part, but there's a couple grades that they could bring up. And I'm in my second class for the semester because I'm in a program where they let me take one class at a time instead of four classes at a time, which is very nice. So I basically cram a month worth of work or a semester's worth of work into a month. So that's worked out. And it's helpful, I think, not to have to read 8 books at once, and I can just focus on 1 or 2. Whew.
Sorry.
I apologize for that. Aside from that, I don't know what all else is going on. I got school. I got the field to deal with. I got home life, basically, right? It's all the craziness of what it's like to have 10 kids and keep things functioning and not allow the house to implode. So there's that. And then we have work, right? Going to work, get my 40 hours in. So for you guys that are working the 50 and plus, I feel bad for you. I'm not going to do that. And especially with everything else I have going on, I can't do that. And probably going to start substituting here soon. Since I have my degree, I'm able to get paid a little bit more than normal. So that'd be nice. But I don't know. It's just, it is what it is, you know. That's life, right? Take it as it comes. So, at least that's the best way to take life, in my opinion. I did take an assessment today, a personal self-awareness assessment. You know, ask you a crap ton of questions and then, you know, kind of gauges where you're at on a scale and what your strengths and weaknesses are. But, of course, they're only telling me what my strengths are because there are no weaknesses. No, because it's the strengths you got to focus on, right? And as you build yourself to be better in most areas, your weaknesses can hopefully drop off. Or you just don't focus on those and you move forward. So, I don't know. What do you want to do, right? So, past that, that's that. And I'm going out for a beer now. So, as I said before, no one's been injured or hurt, you know. And God, I'm tired. No, I'm not tired. I had like a 3-hour nap today. That was wonderful. And I could have slept like 6 more hours if someone would have let me, but wasn't in the cards. So, let's see. Let's think about this for a minute. The
I felt like I was supposed to break into a song with that, and I did not. So maybe we should try it again. Trying to think what's the tone I was going for with that, you know, like, I've got a little bunch of coconuts, diddle-diddle. You know, like, how do you want to proceed with this? I don't know. So anyways, guys, we're 6 minutes in, right? And I have a beer to get, and I need to decompress from this week. I need to decompress from all the minor stresses that turn into bigger stresses that really get to us all. It's insane, right? How is it that we've allowed, I don't know, it is what it is. So, without further ado, I'm not leaving you with a cow sound. I'm leaving this as it is. Let's see what's on my radio. It's Nicole Nordeman with Slow Down. I've never heard of this before. This is playing off my Spotify search. Oh. Alright. The Dark Before the Dawn. How's that? Andrew Peterson. So, there you go. I'll recommend it, and I don't even know it. Why would this car pull out in front of me? To come blazing up out of the night like a bullet from a gun. Alright. Listen to the music, relax, and I'll cut it off after that.